The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, it is 8:40 here on WPHM. Finally, Friday, going to be a nice weekend, nice and warm. We've kind of turned the corner weather-wise, and as much as we're happy that the weekend is almost here, we're really looking to next weekend, which is Memorial Day weekend, not just a three-day weekend, but really the start of summer and grilling season. Joining us right now is registered dietitian, health and wellness spokesperson for Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, Shanti Apello. Shanti, good morning, and thanks for being with us today.
Good morning. I'm also looking forward to Memorial Day and grill season for sure. It's one of the healthiest way you can prepare food.
Well, it really is. I mean, if you get nice lean cut of meat, you season it or marinate it just right. It can be just wonderful.
Yeah, definitely. And on the topic of marinades, I think it's interesting to just think about what the different components do. So with a marinade, of course, it adds that flavor to food. It makes them more tender because we begin kind of the breakdown in the process of cooking. So I have this kind of ratio that I like to follow for marinades, and you really can't go wrong if you follow this, okay? So we have 3 parts of fat or oil. So I like to do 3/4 cup of olive oil and then 1 part acid. So the acid's going to help kind of tenderize the meat. Again, it starts that breakdown to where you can get those fluids and seasonings to get into the meat and then make it also maintain that moisture. It can also be a reason, though, if you add too much acid, that you get a dry meat or fish, because too much time in acid can actually have the opposite effect. I usually like to think, the longer in the marinade, the better it's going to taste, but actually it can be tougher. And then the last part, of course, is seasoning. So I'll definitely like to add in something salty. So think soy sauce, something sweet, because that helps caramelize the outside layer. So that's really nice too. And then herbs and onions and garlic are also good add-ins.
Absolutely. And you're not adding a ton of calories or fat or anything. It's really just flavoring the meat.
Yeah, absolutely. That oil really just coats the meat and then gets infused with all those flavors in your marinade. So you get that kind of juicy flavor with the crisp outside.
You mentioned on the marinade, this explains exactly why I had a very bad grilling experience yesterday. I got some turkey breast cutlets, and I thought, well, this would be really good on the grill. And I wanted to make a marinade, but I didn't have time. And so I threw them in a Ziploc bag with some Italian dressing. I thought, well, better than nothing. And then our dinner plans got changed. And so they sat there for another day. And then our dinner plans got changed again. And I finally ended up putting them on the grill last night. They were like leather. They were really tough. And I think that's why, right?
Yeah, definitely. It's funny you say that, because I have the same experience with chicken many years ago, and I'm like, there has to be something wrong here. But for chicken, you actually want to limit it to about 2 hours.
Yeah.
Again, with turkey, that's about the same thing.
Lesson learned.
For fish and seafood. Yeah, lesson learned.
Right.
Hard lesson there. And then fish and seafood is about 15 to 30 minutes, so that's something you can do really quickly if you don't have a lot of time. Beef and pork, they can handle a little bit longer, so think 12 hours for that. And then for vegetables, if you have really soft vegetables that are rich in water, so think like zucchini and mushrooms, those are great for about 30 minutes. But then if you have denser root vegetables like carrots or even potatoes, some people like to grill, you might want to marinate that for about 2 hours.
Yeah. Yeah, I found that vegetables don't really soak in the marinade that well. You almost have to kind of brush it on while it's grilling, too.
Exactly. Yeah, that and after. And so if you're ever marinating chicken and vegetables in the same vessel, you definitely want to think about saving some of that marinade on the side before you even start marinating, to make sure you don't get that kind of bacteria from the chicken when you brush it on, or even when you baste your meat after. So yeah, that's a good point.
Good point indeed. We're talking with Shanti Appello, a registered dietitian with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, about healthy grilling. And I am a charcoal grill guy, have been for a long time. I know it takes longer, but I just prefer to grill that way. What are some things that we should be doing to make sure that we keep our grill safe and in good shape for the whole season?
Yeah, that's a really good point, because grills are not inexpensive, especially gas grills. So you definitely want to make sure that you're cleaning them throughout the season. I think that's where a lot of people go wrong. We think that we're continuing to use them, so they're not having all that buildup, but it's really important to clean them. And if you've ever looked at used grills when you want to purchase one, oftentimes it's the grates that are in bad condition. So every 10 uses or so, you definitely want to clean them by just removing them. For some kinds, you can soak them in soapy water, but for things like cast iron, you definitely want to just brush it and then brush on some oil to season them. Another thing you want to think about is the type of cleaning device you're using. So, for example, if something's porcelain coated, that can be scraped off kind of easily. So you don't want to use something really sharp there. So just using a wire brush or a grill stone can be gentler than a scraper. And then you want to also think about doing that when the grill is hot. So if you've just finished grilling and you have your food on there, you might notice some particles, maybe, unfortunately, part of your chicken skin got stuck on there. You don't want to clean that off right away after you finish, because those food particles can get stuck in your brush, and that's just kind of annoying. So the next time you go and heat your grill up, that's when it's the perfect time to scrape all that off.
Good stuff. By the way, you've got an interesting recipe I'm hoping you can share with us. You can put almost anything on the grill, can't you?
Oh my gosh, Paul, you can put anything on a grill. And the best example of this is that we are remodeling our kitchen, and I had to boil a pot of pasta the other day, and I did it on top of the grill. Not
awesome.
Like the side of the grill on a little plate, but I did it inside the grill. But yeah, grilled romaine is one of my favorite kind of summer salad recipes. It just makes the food so succulent. Whereas, you know, you have a Caesar salad and it's crispy and all that, but when you grill a Caesar salad, it can actually get more of those like succulent flavors out. You're also using less dressing because less needs to be coated. Mm-hmm. And in my opinion, you also use less dishes because you don't have to cut the lettuce. You also don't have to toss it in any kind of vessel, and so it makes it really good. And it's really easy, actually, just 3 to 5 minutes on each side of the romaine lettuce. And it's not something you only have to have at a fancy restaurant.
That is a great idea. I got to try that sometime. I have yet to pull the trigger on that, but I'll get brave this summer and put some romaine on the grill. Hey, Shanti, thanks for the advice. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Paul. Have a great day.
You too.
Enjoy your Memorial Day.
Oh, you as well. Thank you. Bye-bye.